Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy that you're with us. It's a Friday morning. We're not looking forward to the weather this weekend, but we're looking forward to the weekend, right? That's about it. Blues are on a win streak. We've been covering that for you this morning, and we're going to get back to more on the tariffs and some of the fallout here before long. But a couple of bits of information I want to get to this morning. Number one, Election Day is next Tuesday. It's coming down to the wire here. My voter guide is up on the website, 971talk.com, trying to make it as easy as possible for you. I haven't made a pick in every single race because in Missouri there are hundreds of municipal and mayoral races and propositions and school bond issues and all that. You can't deal with all of them. But I have picked the major school board races where I think good conservative parents and candidates have a chance. Those are listed up there. I've also listed Prop B, which is in St. Louis County, and that one's been getting a lot of attention because Sam Page has been, according to a Missouri Ethics Commission filing and complaint, spending taxpayer money to campaign against it. So we'll see how the MEC rules on that. Right now, we got County Councilman Mike Archer in studio with us right now to talk a little bit more about that and maybe assessments. And Mike, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for having me, Mark.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you in here.
Thank you.
So let's talk Prop B for a minute. You know, I think people are going to see through this. I've had people on here who are opposed to it, who think it changes the balance of power and takes power away from the county executive. But maybe give us the reasoning behind this from the council's point of view.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to digress a little bit, Mark, because I was in office less than a month before I got sued. And I think that's some sort of record. And it was actually over Proposition B.
Okay.
And so what Proposition B does is that it does not take power away from Sam Page. What it does is it equals, you know, it levels the playing field for the St. Louis County Council. Because now what happens is that we can now hire and we can fire those directors. And discipline those directors. The problem that we have is that the charter sets out the county council for the budget process. We need information from those people. There was an email that went out, and Shalonda Webb, a councilwoman, through a sunshine request, got it that last October, Sam Page sent out an edict to his department heads that they are not to have communications with the county council. And how can we make budget decisions when we cannot communicate with the department heads? And it's just as simple as that. We need good information. Now then, if we're going to be flying in the blind, we may be making budget cuts that actually would be providing vital services for St. Louis County residents. And we need to have very good information, and to get good information from those department heads, they need to be accountable to us and not to Sam Page. Because if Sam Page gives us a budget and says, sign here on the dotted line, we're not going to accept that anymore. It's a 6-1 majority against him. So we've got an override with his vetoes. And you've seen those votes coming out 6-1 on the St. Louis County Council.
What's important to note here, too, is this is not like, oh, just the conservatives can decide that they don't like this department head and say, you're fired. This would have to be a majority, right? You would need some of the more liberal county council members to agree, right? And there would be some sort of a process that would be had or done beforehand. Am I correct in that?
Kim, that's an excellent point, because what happens is that we have due process. Mm-hmm. The department head, if they were going to be called in before us, they have a right to know what they're being essentially charged with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then they can confront their accusers. Now, this would be a closed meeting because it deals with personnel issues.
Sure.
And you really don't want to air everybody's dirty laundry. And so they would have the opportunity in which to confront their accusers, present evidence, be represented, much like a trial. And the county council would act as a jury. And we have to have a supermajority of 5 in which to remove that person. Now, then, the coalition right now is 3 Republicans, 3 Democrats. And it's a situation of where we've already had some votes where we don't agree.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. You know, and you know, just like with Councilwoman Bangert, we had a disagreement on a particular issue, but we're still friends and we can get along. And it's just like, I can't go along with you on that, Gretchen. And she's like, I can't go along with you on that, Mike. And we're good.
You're good.
And we are good. So it's a situation of, you know, to your point, yes. And Sam Page has fired directors, as you know, Missouri is an at-will state. Sam Page has fired directors without that due process.
Okay.
He's just said, you're gone.
So this is even a step beyond that.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure. Gives you that extra.
Exactly.
So I'm a yes on Prop B. It's on the voter guide, and I'm hoping that people turn out to the polls. Normally, these are lower turnout elections, unfortunately, in April. I don't know what you do about that, Mike, but I'm hoping people turn out and vote on this important issue and these school board issues as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's good stuff. You know, so I got an email the other day from a listener, and he Tony emailed me, and he goes, listen, is there any chance you could get somebody on from the county assessor's office? That would be Assessor Jake Zimmerman, explaining why raw land property values have increased in some cases 400% since the 2023 assessment. So we reached out to Jake Zimmerman's office repeatedly, and we were told the assessor doesn't have enough time in his schedule to be on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Now, that's weird because I'm on 5 a.m. to 9, probably before Jake Zimmerman ever gets to the office, but they've declined to let us question him on these assessments. Mike, you're going to have an event with him coming up where people can show up, the public, and ask questions, right?
Exactly, and I'm going to have a town hall meeting. That town hall meeting is going to be April 16th. It's going to go from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's a public meeting. It's going to be held at the 4th Precinct, which is at the corner of Sappington Barracks Road and Telegraph. And like I said, people can be there and ask questions of Jake. Last night we had my wife and I are the Republican Committee man and woman for the Oakville Township, and those very same questions were asked about why did my assessment go up by more than 400%,
right.
So on and so forth. And I don't have good answers to those questions. And that's why we're going to be having the town hall so my constituents can ask those questions and hopefully get some answers.
Well, let's face it, the values we're getting for our houses haven't gone up 400%. How have the assessments gone up 400%? Those are questions that I think the assessor probably owes us answers to, but you know, I can only speculate here. Maybe his boss, Sam Page, didn't want him to come on here and talk to me prior to the Prop B vote. I don't know why. I can only guess as to why he wouldn't want to come on and discuss it, but they don't.
Because really, you're generating more tax income by the assessment going up, right? But then if you're going to sell your home, is that right? Am I mistaken in that?
Oh no. Kim, I think you're right, because one of the things that when Robin and I were looking for a house about 10 years ago, that was one of the things that we looked at.
Mm-hmm.
Was, you know, what are the taxes going to be like? Yeah. And, you know, obviously the taxes go into your mortgage payment. And my problem is that with those amounts, and everybody in this room knows that the key to good communities are having young families in their single, you know, first starter homes, which they want safety, they want schools, they, you know, that anything and everything that, that you wanted as a young couple, they can't afford that. And, right. and that's because of the taxes. Unless you live in Sam Page's. Where,
on his cul-de-sac.
Yeah, on
in his actual, not even his cul-de-sac, right? They all went up. It was only his
only
house.
Only his house that went
that
down.
Didn't,
yeah. I'm
yeah.
sure that was just clinking.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. I'm, yeah, I still have questions. But
so do we.
Well, Councilman Mike Archer, we appreciate you coming in. Where can people find out more details on your town hall?
Well, if you want to shoot me an email, and you know, you can see I'm looking at my cards. I'm that new. At marcher@stlouiscountymo.gov.
Okay.
And I'm happy to take any and all emails regarding issues that you may have in the 6th District, or if they're not in the 6th District, we will refer you to the appropriate district.
Yeah, and coming up on the 16th of April is when that town hall is going to be with the assessor if you have questions. Mike, great having you in.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us and coming downtown today. We appreciate it. All right, coming up, it's our Queen of Hearts drawing. We're going to give you the winning numbers if you have supported Guns and Hoses and bought a card. We're going to have the winner for you in just a couple of minutes, plus a couple of special guests, Chief Greg Brown and is going to join us in studio. Former Maryland Heights Fire Department Chief Steve Olschwanger is here as well. We're going to get to them at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Now, this is a huge gamble. This is a huge risk. And I'm not sure people voted for this. And it's one thing you run your own company and you want to take that risk. But to America here, it's really kind of crazy. And the same people that voted for you to play by the rule, the way money for taxes, the money away for retirement, are really feeling the brunt of collateral damage of this. Nice.
Now, Mark Cox Soapbox.
Yeah, you know who that guy was? A guy named Ken Mahoney. He's a hedge fund manager, and he's all worried about Donald Trump having the guts to do what he did. I got some advice if you're worried about these tariffs and what the market's going on here right now. How about calm down? I mentioned earlier that always works with my wife, so I'm sure it's working with you too, but I say that in jest. Listen, here's what you need to understand about what's going on. Turn off the mainstream media today. If you listen to CBS, ABC, MSDNC, any of them, just turn it off. They're leading you to believe this is Armageddon when it's not. You need to understand. The market's down another 1,000 points today. You have to put all this in perspective. They exist to distract you from what's going on. Don't buy into this stuff. You know, the headline this morning is the greatest stock market setback since COVID 5 years ago. Well, the market did drop 5% roughly, may drop another percent or two. Listen, it's still 10% higher than it was 5 years ago. Do you understand? Even at today's number, the market is 10% higher than it was 5 years ago. The percentage of drop in relation to the roughly 40,000 mark or where we are right now is apples and oranges to a 2008 or a 2001. That's why you got to put this in perspective. There's so much more money in the market today than there was in 08 or 2001. It's not a comparison. The president did this with all of this in mind. And all these crazy economists are running around telling you the world's about to end. Wall Street is trying to punish Donald Trump for his actions. A lot of these hedge fund managers, probably that Mahoney guy, put in sell orders on Tuesday because they knew what was coming on Wednesday. So a lot of this drop was pre-planned. They saw it coming. They knew all about it, right? It's sort of like this. It's sort of like when you're having a family intervention. Right? Because you know somebody's drinking too much or taking drugs. It's uncomfortable at first because the person drinking too much, they don't know they have a drinking problem or they haven't accepted it. That's what's going on with our allies and in many cases our enemies. For the last 70 years, they've been drinking free at the bar called America. They just learned their next drink is going to cost them $5, and they're very unhappy about that because they don't want to stop drinking for free. Don't fall for the nonsense from these reporters who chase nothing other than the next headline they can write about Donald Trump. That's their cottage industry, right? Everybody's complaining about, oh, my 401k, it's hard on retirees, blah, 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 blah. None of these people have a basic understanding of the economy. They can't see past the end of their nose. For all this talk around the world that France is going to, retaliate, forget about it. They're not. Right. Right now, they're still in denial, like the drunk who was informed by his family that he's going to rehab. And once we wean them from America's sore, chapped nipples, the entire world will be far better off. What we witnessed yesterday has never happened before for one reason. No politician elected up until now has had the intestinal fortitude to do what Donald Trump did yesterday because he knew the fit that Wall Street would throw about it. No politician wanted to deal with that fallout. A huge part of that drop, as I mentioned, came from fund managers who had already put in their sell orders ahead of time. Now, I hate to be the one to break this to you, but every dime you have in the stock market is a gamble. Over time, fortunately for you, that gamble has always paid off for Americans who stayed in the game. The failures are the ones that panicked and pulled out at the wrong time. You can't time the market. When it bounces back in a month or two or 3 months, you're going to be just fine. Fortunately for you, we have a president who sees the long-term gain out of this, and he knows it's worth this short-term pain. When these countries start collapsing like a cheap house of cards in the next week or two, Wall Street's going to come roaring back. New investments are going to be made. Tariffs will be dropped in America in a much stronger position globally and not being taken advantage of as they have for the last 70 or so years. Ignore the noise. Like I said at the top of this, everything's going to be fine. You're in good hands here. This situation has existed for far too long where there is no free trade. That is all about to change. Trust the process and ignore the noise. We'll be back in just a minute.
Guns N' Hoses, Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
All right, welcome back. But just a quick note for programming there. The music picked by Kim this morning, not Mark. Although that wasn't bad. That was probably
wasn't bad. That's one a of classic.
The, probably one of the better ones that you picked so
Don't
far.
Don't offend Nat King Cole like that.
The winner in our Queen of Hearts drawing today for Guns N' Hoses is card is Four of Hearts. If you've bought your tickets, Four of Hearts, slot 13. And the ticket number is 297-815-175, 297-815-175. And that they'll also post that up on the website there at gunsandhoses.com so you can check it out. And let's see. Guns, what did I say? GoRaiseDough.com, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's but STL, you, Guns and Hoses.
But if you go to GunsandHoses.com, there's a link to it. Please go buy raffle tickets. All the money, this is going to be going on all year. We're going to announce the winners every Friday morning here on the show. And the winner, of course, could get 50% of the jackpot, which is close to $2,400 right now. But the important part of it is the money all is going to go to Guns and Hoses and then get it presented in a big check to our friends at Backstoppers. And we have a couple of retired chiefs in the studio now. I think I get to say this for both of them for the first time. Retired Chief Steve Olschwanger with us from formerly Maryland Heights. And, of course, Greg Brown in here, formerly from the Eureka Fire Department. How you doing, gentlemen?
Good. Right. How you doing?
Thanks for getting up so early in retirement. I'm sorry to get you out of bed this early.
Not a problem. Up every morning listening to the Mark Thank Cox
you.
Show.
You listen 5 to 9, right?
Exactly. Right.
Every day.
Exactly.
Yeah, I knew it.
That's great. Well, it's good to get you guys in here this morning. So I love that this Queen of Hearts thing, people can go online and buy the tickets. This is something brand new this year, right? We're always branching out.
This is brand new. We just started it, I guess we were down here about a month ago for the first drawing. And, people can go and buy their tickets. Queen of Hearts is really kind of a popular thing that you see in a lot of, Elks Lodges, fraternal organizations and bars and things like that. But it's really, really fun. And especially the way we're doing it online, there's 54 cards. So like today, the winner will get $25 for picking a numbered card. They'll get, if they turn over a face card, it's worth $50. If you turn over one of the jokers, because again, there's 54 cards, you get $100, but it resets the entire board.
Okay.
If they turn over the Queen of Hearts, you get half of the jackpot.
So nice.
It's really cool. And these can really grow to be big jackpots.
Well, much better odds than the lottery. So I don't know why people would do this. They're cheap, too. $5 a ticket, or you get more. You get a bonus tickets if you buy like $25 worth and $50 worth at $100 worth. So I would encourage people to maybe get on there and check that out, because we need to donate another $1 million next spring, don't we?
It's a great cause. Unfortunately, we just saw recently with the city police officer that was hit by a car.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that they're stepping up and helping him, which is awesome. Fortunately, they're reviewing another situation just this week, Southern Missouri, down south from here, where a fire chief was killed in the line of duty during the storms. So that's being reviewed. So the need is there, unfortunately, and we just thank the great citizens of St. Louis for their donations every day and all year. And again, obviously the big event, Guns N' Hoses, coming back up in the fall, where that is the biggest backstopper fundraiser. And again, we were able to give $1 million.
It's pretty cool. Great. We're proud to be part of it this year for sure.
I think it's probably good to remind people, you know, I've lived here for 32 years now in St. Louis. And although I'm not a native, I think coming here from somewhere else made me realize even more when I got to find out about backstoppers and what all they do, that people don't realize how lucky we are. I think other communities around the country have maybe started trying to do what we do with backstoppers. Some of them have aid organizations like that, but you guys might be the original.
It's amazing what the backstoppers do. For our fallen or catastrophically injured, for our fallen, they come in and take care of all the bills.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mortgages, credit card bills, whatever needs to be taken care of. Plus, any dependent children have the opportunity for further education, whether it's going to college, tech school, whatever, it will be handled.
It's not like a one-time thing, you're saying. So, they will help
ongoing.
The family. Yeah, which is really cool.
I'll tell you, one of the first backstopper board meetings I attended probably 10 years ago now, it was brought up that a widow her husband had been killed in the mid-70s. It was a police officer killed in the line of duty, needed a roof on her house. She was still living at home, mm-hmm. probably in her 80s, still living at home, needed a roof, couldn't afford it. There's no question. Get it done. Take care of it. So, I mean, this is, 30, 40 years later.
Wow.
And the backstoppers are there for the families as long as they're needed. The backstoppers is just an amazing group. As Steve said, Guns N' Hoses is the, our focus with Guns N' Hoses is support the backstoppers. That $1 million check that you just talked about, there's been 4 of them in a row. And over right at $15 million since its inception 37 years ago, that Guns N' Hoses has put towards the backstoppers. And, the backstoppers right now, we're taking care of 95 families, 75 dependent children. And, that expense is about $3.2 million a year.
Wow.
That they're giving out. So while the $1 million is amazing, it's awesome. There's a lot of other ways people can donate, can be part of it. They can do the Guns N' Hoses Queen of Hearts raffle. You can become a member of the Backstoppers by going on their website. There's all kinds of different levels of membership. And then there's a lot of our other counties around, because we cover 28 counties. All the counties do benefits, and it can be anything from a barbecue to a fish fry to auctions.
Bowl-a-thons. Yeah, and a lot of those are going to start to ramp up now that the weather's getting nicer.
Getting better, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So we encourage everybody to attend as many as they can, and please donate.
Yeah, it's where all the money. I know Greg was bragging. I think we had him in here with Colonel O'Toole one day, and he was bragging about having boxed in this. Did you ever box, Steve?
I did not.
No?
No. I am a supporter from afar.
Just
yes.
Wondering.
Yes.
Do a lot of people get asked and they turn it down, or is it there's enough interest where people just volunteer?
Well, I think
everybody volunteers who does it. Typically, you know, guys who are doing it for the first time, guys and gals, because some of the best fights
they were intense. Are ladies.
The women.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I was really taken aback.
But they
really
they volunteer. Yes. They want to get in there. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it happens when you attend 1 year and spend a lot of time up in the stands and watch it and talk to people and maybe have a beverage or two.
Or two.
And someone convinces
decide,
you. Yeah.
Decide I want to try it. And yep. And then you go on and you try it. If you're brand new, you probably start training around August. And there you go.
Boxing is for the young, man. I'm telling you. Plus, you got to figure that most of the people are in the, not all of them, but most of them are in the peak of their physical condition when they decide to jump in that ring, right?
Right. These days.
Right. Well, Mark, that would be you, right?
Well, when I boxed, I was in the peak of my physical condition. I still got my nose broken. So, yeah. Right. Trust
yeah,
me.
And the young men and women coming into our professions, you know, they are more healthier, more fit, you know, and that's a big push that's been going on in, mm-hmm. you know, police, fire, EMS for a long time, obviously. And yeah, and it's a great workout, as Greg said.
Oh, I bet.
And the trainers are phenomenal. And yeah, we encourage all of them to volunteer and hopefully they can get matched and,
yeah.
you know, with a partner to fight. And the more the merrier.
Do they get a day or two off if they participate? I've had this question for a while. I need to know this. Before we can go to break, I have to know.
Yeah, off the record, I believe that most
like at least
places
a day, right?
are very
they'll,
good.
They'll try
and,
to take care of
well,
them.
Yes,
as
of them.
My police officer friends would point out, those firefighters get enough time off anyway, don't they?
Never.
Yeah. Oh, never. Silence in the room.
Yeah,
that's what you get for having police officers as friends, Mark.
Right.
Mike Wiegand wanted me to ask that, by the way. No, I'm just
trolling.
Kidding. Well, guys, Greg Brown and Steve Olschwanger, great to have you guys in here. Now, I can't let you get away without talking about that bag of food you brought, because I think you went to Chicken Ellie's this morning.
Chicken Ellie's, yeah. Jen and Bob and Sue.
They're so great.
Thank
down
you.
There wanted to send you guys something. So
tell me about the Lenten special that they have
the
down there.
The special they got today is eggs and catfish.
Oh.
And they've created some sliders for you guys with the eggs and catfish on it.
Oh.
As well as some of the regular sliders that are in there and some homemade donuts.
Man, ooh. If you've never been there in downtown Eureka, you got to go check that out.
It's a great place.
Chicken Ellie's is the best. Guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for all you do. Great to see
thank
you both.
Thank you, and keep supporting Backstoppers and Guns and Hoses.
As much as we can, absolutely. Yep. All right, quick break. Back in just a minute. All right, welcome back. We got to get that part in for sure, right? So right now, we know what's going on in D.C. There's a lot of fallout from the tariffs, and I don't know if that's going to slow down what's actually getting done in Congress or not. No better person to ask than Chad Pergram up on Capitol Hill for Fox News. Chad, how are you, my friend?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. And you talk about a party town there by Glenn Frey. It's going to be a party tonight. The Senate's going to have an all-night session again here, a voterama, as we call it, one roll call vote. After roll call vote after another. That's how they party here on Capitol Hill.
What is it they're trying to do in the Senate?
Well, the big, beautiful bill.
Yeah, okay.
This is the tax cut bill and the spending cut bill. This is not the final version by any stretch of the imagination, but what they have to do is the Senate had to develop a new framework here. The House and Senate are out of sync, and this is a lengthy process. This is conceivably step 3 of 8 to pass the bill. And so this is an interim step, and if they get it through the Senate, probably in the wee hours of tomorrow morning or maybe during the day on Saturday, then it goes to the House, and the House has to sync up with the Senate, and then they can actually do the bill. But I think that they are going to have a bear of a problem in the House syncing up, because I'm told they just don't have the votes. You know, Mike Johnson, the Speaker, he was buoyed by the fact that he got these two new members, Jimmy Patronis and Randy Fine, who won these special elections in Florida. And I said, you know, you have a more comfortable margin now. And he said, yes, an embarrassment of riches. We can lose up to 3 votes now. Hardy har har.
Yeah.
I'm told that they don't have the votes in the House right now to sync up with the Senate. So this might take months still to get this done.
So interestingly, we covered earlier this week when Cory Booker did his 25-hour marathon.
Yeah.
Wouldn't now be the time for a Democrat to be filibustering, because they could really tie this thing up, couldn't they?
Well, to be clear, what Cory Booker was doing was not a filibuster. That was just a long speech,
right,
because he wasn't actually holding up any speech. The reason that they are doing this special process, and this is why this is so dicey between the House and the Senate, is that they are trying to avoid a filibuster on the final bill. And so they use this special process called budget reconciliation. And the reason that that is advantageous to the GOP, if they can get it done, is because there is a set number of hours of debate, number one. You don't have that under regular circumstances. So 50 hours of debate total on this budget resolution that they're working on now, this revamped plan. And then you have the Votorama, which you could have votes as long as you want, although the record is 44 from 2008 in a Votorama. And then you can avoid a filibuster because under this process, you only need a simple majority and you don't need 60 votes. So that's why, even if the, you know, the Democrats are going to offer a lot of amendments, really slow this up between now and probably tomorrow morning, but that's not really filibustering because there's a finite amount of time, which is why Republicans, in one respect, it seems like a lengthy process. In another respect, it saves you time on the back end.
Have you been covering this whole debacle with proxy voting?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And in fact, that's why the speaker, Mike Johnson, had probably his worst week because they had to pull two bills off the floor because they couldn't put them on the floor because of this revolt over proxy voting for members who are pregnant or members who are new moms. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's are those the only reasons why they're saying you cannot be there and vote? That's what they want?
Well, that would be the carve-out, yes. And that's the problem. Mike Johnson argues, you know, look, we should be here. That's the whole mm-hmm. thing. He said we're going to completely change the nature of the institution. Republicans during the pandemic fought hammer and tong against proxy voting when it was instituted for social distancing during the pandemic by former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. But Mike Johnson, who opposes this plan now, he proxy voted 39 times himself.
When it was legal.
A lot of Republicans who argued against it went and used it and went on vacation or went to fundraisers or whatever else they did.
And Anna Paulina Luna left the Freedom Caucus over it, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Because she didn't think that some of her members were supporting her. Now, you know, this is another issue here. You know, I talk about this. They're going to need every single vote. Kat Kamik is expecting. She is due this summer. And, you know, when you have that narrow margin, if you don't have remote voting and say this does take a while to pass the so-called big, beautiful bill and you get to the summertime and she's out, well, what happens? See, this is where I would say it's about the math. And those are real time, you know, examples of how this affects what you're trying to get done when you have a narrow majority.
Chad, you're the best, my friend. Thank you for giving us a few minutes.
My pleasure.
We'll talk soon. Thank you. Chad Pergerman there up on Capitol Hill for Fox. He knows that place inside and out.
Well, these women are going to have a lot of people on the national level talking about their due date because that then, like Chad said, that becomes the new deadline.
That's right.
You have to get it done if they're not able to vote, which I understand that. You want them there in person. I actually can see it both ways. Being pregnant myself, I can understand that if those are the only two exceptions, but I can also very much understand why you should be there.
Yeah, but you've already agreed to proxy host when you're off, right?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. I remember, between overnight feedings, I think I was going to get up and do that for 4 hours.
I think for that 3 months, I'm going to take every Friday off and you're going to proxy host. So
I think that's fair.
That should work.
Yeah,
we're
going to
vote
that.
On that this morning.
Well, you could be a birthing person, right? Mark, why don't you take a paternity
leave? Yeah, that's it. That's funny. All right. Don't forget to download the voter guide, 971talk.com, that we try to make it as easy as we can for you. The election's next Tuesday. Voting is going on right now. Don't put it off. Just go and get it knocked out, and then you don't have to worry about it on Tuesday. I know it's raining, but don't use that as an excuse. No excuses at all. You can always pick us up on the podcast if you didn't get all 4 hours of the show. Up on Odyssey, you go to 971talk.com, wherever you pick up your podcasts. We make it really easy for you. All right, have a great weekend. Kill Meat is up next. We'll be back here Monday morning at 5 a.m. Stay dry.
Get more at 971talk.com.